Several companies have moved their headquarters to places like Bermuda to avoid taxes. The latest is Stanley Works, the toolmaker, which is attempting to move overseas. The State Investment Board, which manages the State Retirement Trust Fund, holds 14,700 shares of Stanley Works. Democratic Representative Spencer Black of Madison urges the board to vote its stock against the move.
What I'm recommending is that we vote for the United States and not for some offshore tax haven. We're in a wartime situation, and I think it's downright unpatriotic for these large corporations, which are headquartered in this country, benefit from the labor of this country and the services provided, to, in a paper transaction, move their headquarters to one of these offshore tax havens and evade the responsibility.
The investment board already has a policy to vote shares in favor of human rights and environmental protection when issues such as sweatshop labor and deforestation come up. Black wants the board to add tax avoidance to the policy. Stanley Works says it would save $30 million a year. The company claims it has to make the move to stay competitive because the United States has high corporate taxes compared to other industrialized nations. None of the company's factories would move, only its headquarters. Congress is considering closing the loopholes in tax law. The State Investment Board would have to approve any change in its policy. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.